Shocked. That's what I am. Welcome to Bruce Fordyce this evening. He's an athlete. He's the manager of Park Run South Africa. And I'm a fairly recent Park Run convert, more of a park walk or a park crawl some Saturdays, Bruce Fordyce. But the phenomenon really has taken the world by storm, and its success in South Africa largely due to you. How did you get connected to Park Run?
Yes, evening, Bruce. Park Run, I went to run the London Marathon 2011, and my good friend Paul Sinton Hewitt, who started Parkrun, he's a South African boykie from Potch, started Parkrun in the UK, and he cajoled me and pressurized me to come to run Bushy Park in London, and I ran. And
it was called the Bushy, wasn't it, at the time? I mean,
it's Bushy Parkrun. Yeah, okay. it's where it all started. 13 people came in 2004, and I saw the magic immediately, and then came home. And it's not fair to say that the success of Parkrun here is due to me. It's due to myself, my wife Jill, and an amazing team of volunteers that are all around the country. And we started in Delta Park in November 2011, and 26 people came, and the next week 17 people came because it was raining. And we had no idea that 7 years and a little bit more than 7 years later, we would reach the 1 million mark. And so we're a million strong. We have about 180 parkruns. We'll be 200 parkruns before halfway through this year. And we are just growing. This week I see 6,000 people joined us. And I could be wrong, but I'm open to correction. I think we are the biggest sport in the country. And nobody has got hold of us. It's quite astonishing. We haven't heard a thing from any of the from government, for instance. Nothing. Not to think, but not that we worry. We just soldier on.
What is the context of that? I mean, what do you say? Nobody's got hold of us. I mean, the fact you're so big that you should have a lot more positive attention lavished upon you.
One aspect of it is the exercise. That's fantastic. People are losing weight. People are getting fitter. People are going on to join serious running clubs and challenging themselves to bigger distances. But the other thing that's more important that we've noticed is community. We are bringing people together on a massive scale every single Saturday. And you would have thought that somebody out there would be – look, we've got amazing sponsors, but you would have thought that we would be noticed. But I think it's because people cannot categorize us. And so they don't really know where to put us. We're not a true sport. We're not – what are we? But I can tell you what we are is a social phenomenon. And in a country where people are increasingly being driven apart – we are coming together. And if you just witness the park run that I ran on Saturday, which was Louis Trichard, that was a complete melting pot of South Africans all coming together to walk or run 5Ks. And then more importantly, care with each other afterwards and go for breakfast and go for coffee. And I get goosebumps every single Saturday. It's a most amazing thing to do.
I mean, it is, the phenomenon is amazing. And as I said, I'm a recent convert to the idea of the park runs and the notion of the park run. And I think I've done a dozen or so. And there will be many more to come because it's a very good thing to get out as a family on a Saturday morning. And in South Africa, you can see the market. I mean, we do like to go out and exercise, but we don't like doing it alone. It's a mission to keep tabs on your exercise buddies to make sure everybody rocks up at the same place every week. This is like exercise buddies on tap, and you can go alone if your family doesn't feel like going, and you know that you won't be sort of taking a walk in the wide open spaces by yourself and run the risk of getting mugged, for example.
Yes, and then most importantly, no one's going to laugh at you. So I think that's the key ingredient. So you can be slow.
In my case, they laugh.
No. So you can be slow. You can be unfit, and we will wait for you. You can never be last because we have a position called tail walker, and that person goes at the back and checks everybody's safe and encourages the slowest people, and gradually you will improve. So a few months ago I was at Mashishing Leidenberg Parkrun, and a lady crossed the line, large lady, unfit looking, and she punched the air. And I said to her, "Why are you so happy?" She said, "Because I broke an hour for the first time in my life." And an hour is not going to frighten anyone in Nairobi. But it's a great time for her.
Yeah.
And she came back to me a little bit later on and said, "I'm giving myself 3 months to break 45 minutes.
Sure.
Yep.
But I mean, it enables people to set their goals. It enables people to manage themselves. It's not compulsory. If you don't get out of bed this week because you're feeling lousy, it's fine. Nobody's going to send the cops around to shout at you.
It's dangerously addictive. So unfortunately, you'll see there's a group called the Tourists who travel around every Saturday doing a different one. So I don't know what we're doing for the economy, but the Bees and Bees and the restaurants all over South Africa are getting full of a group called the Tourists who travel around running and walking a different park run every Saturday. So you can travel from, I'll give you a couple of my favorite Springbok in the desert. We're expanding into Africa as well. So we're in Namibia, Walvis Bay, Swakopmund stunning park runs, Imbabane, in Swaziland. Yes, we've got some on the beaches, Melkbosstrand in Cape Town, absolutely beautiful, Big Bay as well. What's happened is I'm going to get all my park run, directors accusing me of leaving them out. But, but for us, really heartwarming, in some of the townships, Mafolo Park, Bolitando, Mapetla. These are great park runs with fantastic atmosphere. The worst day of the week is Sunday because it's such a long time till the next park.
But the magic of it is the volunteers. The magic of it is the people who turn up and marshal and the pace setter, the person at the back, the tail walker. I mean, all of these people are giving of their time because they clearly are bitten by the bug.
Yes. So we've got wonderful volunteers who give their time, and in many cases they're unable to participate themselves. And without them, it would never have worked. And in fact, when Paul first asked me to start Parkrun, I said, it's not going to work in South Africa because South Africans don't volunteer. And I'm happy to say I was proved incredibly wrong. And we have the most amazing group of volunteers. And then, of course, we have two sponsors. Can I mention them?
Of course, Discovery.
Vitality. Vitality. You get points if you're a Vitality member. And then Mr. Price Sport. So, without them, and in the early days, Blue Label Telecom supported us when we were very small, and they said to us, you're going to be great. And so without those sponsors over the years, we would have not been able to get our feet off the ground, so to speak.
Now, well, look, it's been a phenomenal success. Now, we need to talk about your money, I'm afraid.
Yes, I'm the worst person who could talk to.
Is it true that you've got a Bitcoin machine somewhere in your house?
No, my son, he doesn't have my genetics on that level. He does have my genetics because he has a very he pronates heavily on his left foot, so I know he's my son because I do too. But he is really clever and right on top of the crest of the wave, my son Jonathan. And so he had a machine grinding away in our shed in our storeroom, which is a good thing he's now stopped that because
there's no electricity.
It wouldn't be working. Yeah, but that was going all the time, and he got us into Bitcoin. So apparently I have a share in Bitcoin somewhere. I don't know. And as you can hear, I have very little interest in money. I mean, that sounds really naive, and of course we need money. And by South African standards, I'm a wealthy person, but it's fairly low down on my list of priorities.
People know you as the athlete. They know you as the multiple comrades winning athlete. There was a time where nobody would beat you. You won eight altogether? Eight?
No, I won nine.
Nine? I beg your pardon.
Yeah, there was a hiccup in the middle. I ran a World 100K Championships instead of comrades. So there's one year when I missed comrades, and that year was the year that Sam Shabalala won the race.
And I mean, people know you as that, but what have you done professionally other than running?
Okay, so my very first proper job was working for the sweatshop when I was a student in the holidays. Jack Snyman, who runs the sweatshop in Joburg, I worked for him when it was in Melly Street. It was a hole in the wall, lovely place, Mecca for running, and I had a sort of holiday job there. And then what people may not know about me is I'm actually an ex-archaeologist. I studied and taught archaeology, and I specialized. I was heading on that direction in Bushman stroke San rock art with the world's leading genius in rock art, Professor David Lewis Williams. And I worked as a, first of all, research assistant and then a research officer. And then, unfortunately, the running took off with live television coverage. So I can tell you that my first salary was at archaeological research assistant, 800 rand a month.
I mean, I've not met that many archaeologists, but I've certainly never met a millionaire archaeologist or a billionaire archaeologist.
No, it's not like Raiders of the Lost Ark, not at all. And you don't dig up treasures like that, but you dig up more fascinating treasures in many ways. And people forget often that Africa is the birthplace of humankind. So we as a species came from here in the Rift Valley along there is the earliest hominid species. We have, without a doubt, the finest and most beautiful rock art all over the caves and shelters of the Drakensberg and the mountains all over southern Africa. Absolute gems, treasures. And I was actually the chairman of the committee that built the Origin Center at Wits University, which is where there's quite a lot of rock art on display and explaining all about early culture and art and religious thinking.
I mean, is it a passion or is it still a mechanism to earn a living?
No, no, it was a passion. I've always loved history. I think without history and archaeology is, you know, obviously the older history. I miss it terribly. And I remember my professor saying to me when I made the decision, it was just the running had become too big and I had this dream of, you know, of chasing. Once you've won one comrades, it is so addictive that you cannot.
I'll take your word.
You cannot stop until you can win another. Yeah. And so he said to me, go for dice. Fame and money appear to be your spurs. I don't know about the money because there was no prize money in my day, but, then I appeared in a couple of television adverts and obviously you get some sponsorship. I'm not bitter. I mean, the prize money now I think is 450,000 rand. Times nine wouldn't be bad, but I've got none.
But in so much else,
I'm so rich from that decision. I mean, you cannot, if you have an ego like I do, to be a comrades, a champion is unbelievable. I still pinch myself, you know, and then to win it several times is also beyond belief. And it's led to a life, I think, where I've been able to contribute, and that's become increasingly more important to me as I get a sense of impending mortality. You know, that are you going to leave behind?
What's the legacy?
And that's what I'd like to say to a couple of our politicians. What are you going to leave behind? How are you going to be remembered? And running led to a gap, I suppose, to meeting Paul, who actually seconded me in a comrades marathon. He was one of my seconds bringing me drinks. And to starting Park Run, which I seriously believe, I hate sounding evangelical about it, but I think will be one of the greatest things to happen to this country, and I'm proud to have been part of a group of people who started it.
Bruce Fordyce is the, amongst many other things, the manager of the Park Run project in South Africa. We'll talk more about the little bit of money that he has made, what he does with it and how he does it and what he does with it and how, when he can't run Park Run anymore, I mean, not run Park Run, when he can't operate Park Run anymore, what happens then? Bruce Fordyce, more with him in a moment. Bruce Fordyce, our guest this evening on Make Money Mondays, the very personal edition. Was money a big subject in the Fordyce household as you grew up?
You know, we always could have done with more. My father was a soldier. My grandfather was a postmaster. So I came out of a very solid, loving family, but never the richest of the rich. And I think the greatest gift that my parents gave me was to give me a fantastic education. And that to me has been the greatest gift. And then a little bit of guidance, because after I'd won a comrades, I remember my dad and mom saying to me, I wanted to get a proper job. I decided this is ridiculous. My friends all had really proper jobs and here I was running races for fun. And they urged me. They said, no, you need to stay with this thing because you are uncommonly good at running and you need to do this, and you're particularly good when it gets longer, and this could be the key, which was correct. And then that led to many other things, by the way, I forgot to mention, which I should, that was very remiss of me, but a wonderful guy called Mike McFarlane, Mornay Duplessis, Vince van der Bijl, in the early 80s, sure. We decided to put together a little company where we gave motivational speeches, and Mike, who sadly is no longer with us, taught us to speak. And I can promise you that was another wonderful gift. And over the years, I have done countless motivational talks or team building talks. It's reached the stage now where it wouldn't be enough for me to survive on, but I still get enough work and enough referrals and things to make it a lot of fun and to enjoy doing it. And I know that thanks to the training from people like Mike and the early stuff with Mornay and Vince van der Bijl and Clive Rice, by the way.
Yeah.
I can speak, so I'm not worried about that getting on stage. I enjoy it. I know I'm going to entertain people. I know I'm going to leave a message. And the money they pay me, they will think was fairly well spent, I hope.
And of course, I'm sure it was. I mean, every cent. You're very worthwhile. Do you invest money?
Yes, I do.
You talk about the fact that, you know, you're quite lackadaisical about money, but I don't buy that completely.
No. So I've got some investments, but, I'm rather heavily invested in the stock market, which, as you know, last few months, and unit trusts and things like that. But again, it's the long-term view. I have enough work and, enough ahead of me to not panic. I always tease my mum, love you, mum. Where there's a will, remember, I want to be in it. she's in Clarence.
She can listen to us on DSTV. And she listened to the podcast.
I hope she didn't hear that. No, I just have too much infrastructure and stuff around me to absolutely panic. Though, because I'm a fairly committed Tim Noakes disciple, I'm now fairly sure that I might live a little bit too long. So I do worry about living into my 90s and my 100s and that sort of stuff and what's going to happen. But I have got there are some savings, and there I do have some stuff to look after myself in the future.
Does money excite you? Do you have any sort of eccentricities when it comes to money? Do you like to spend it?
No, I'm not really. I like to spend it to have more experiences. So yeah. I love to travel. So yes, in that point, that's great. But then Parkrun has opened up a whole lot of travel for me. So, you know, last week on Saturday we were starting Louis Trichard. This Saturday we're starting Kruskorp. The following Saturday will be Fixburg. And in July I have a parkrun conference, and I'm going to go and run a Russian parkrun. So that kind of thing is extreme. I like my money to be spent in those things, in getting more experiences in life and spending time with friends, and scatter my ashes. My children said to me, Dad, we're going to scatter your ashes on Polly Shorts. I said, why would I want my ashes scattered on the place that I hurt the most on the planet and was under the most stress trying to win this race with 8Ks to go? No, scatter my ashes next to a beautiful dam or river in the Kruger Park, please.
Did they tell you why they want to put your ashes on Polly Shorts? Is that some kind of punishment for some fatherly transgression at some point?
No. Just because, when the comrades is run in the up direction, as it is this year, I was very strong in my heyday going up Polly. So it was, though I hated the hill, it was an ally of mine. And in many cases, when I got to the top, I kind of knew, I think you've done it. You can never be sure until you hit the finish line. But if the other person's 8 minutes behind you and you've gone over the top, it's probably over.
Clearly you remember those days with a great amount of fondness. Your running career continues vicariously and through the management of the park runs in South Africa. I mean, is it a good earner for you? I mean, is it a proper job? Is this finally you've got the proper job that you always aspire to?
Well, I suppose I've got elder statesman status. I mean, it took Wally Hayward forever to die. I mean, to get his work. I just can't believe the old man. He was so inconsiderate. No. So Wally Hayward, I jest. Wally Hayward is the greatest ever comrades marathon runner, 5 wins and twice in his 80s. But we get elder statesman status, so we get wheeled out quite a lot to be at races, to hand out prizes or do this and that at various. So that's quite nice. In fact, I'm not the elder statesman. The elder statesman is now Jackie Meckler, who won 5 times. But I get a fair amount of work from that, and it wouldn't be real if I couldn't run. No. So I pitch up at the races, and I no longer have to win. I'm quite competitive grandmasters. No, veterans are youngsters. I'm talking about people who could remember what they were doing when they heard that Kennedy was assassinated. You know, that's my age.
Sure.
And so I'm quite competitive there. I'm in a great age group because quite a lot of my opposition is dead. So
Bruce, before you dig a hole for yourself, I'm going to stop you. Bruce Fordyce, thank you so much for coming in. Great to have you. Bruce Fordyce, legendary comrades champion, and of course the man behind Parkrun in South Africa, who's comfortable with money.